I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Although it's been mild temperature-wise in recent days, this is still the month of January. But if you're an angler looking to wet a line, it's the perfect fit since the DNR has now launched the 2006 Trout Stocking Program. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Travis Tripp. You know, you'd be surprised at the number of people who would love to try target shooting if they were only invited. That's what Step Outside's all about. According to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, over 48 million people who had never been target shooting would love to go if someone would only ask. That means your family and friends would love to step outside with you. They only need an invitation. Visit stepoutside.org today.
The earliest of the year's trout stocking began right after the holidays. Dottie Arbogast has worked with the trout program out of the DNR's Elkins Operations Center for many years now and says it always gets started right in the early part of January.
This time of year, in January, we stock our weekly waters, our what we call MJs, which is monthly January, and also our biannual waters, which are mostly located in the southern and western part of the West Virginia. And we begin that on January 3rd. We've done several stockings last week, and we're doing some this week, and then finishing up hopefully by the next week.
Well, it certainly hasn't felt like winter stocking in recent days for those who live in the western and southern parts of West Virginia. But in some of the state's higher elevations where some of the more popular trout waters are located, it is still very winter-like.
Cranberry and the Williams River, both located in Pocahontas County, still are not accessible, and you would think with this 50-degree weather we're having here in the mountains, it's still wintertime. Upper Shavers Fork is still not accessible, and the West Fork of the Greenbrier. So those have been put on hold until we can get in there, but icy roads, snow-packed with just ice underneath. We did get Spruce Knob Lake, which was a treacherous trip, and was sorry we even got started, but got so far and couldn't turn around, so Spruce Knob Lake has been stocked.
Now, Dottie says that stocking, treacherous as it was for Spruce Knob, is still a huge boost to the spirits of many.
Love to ice fish. You'd be surprised how many calls I get to see if the fish, if the ice is safe enough to get on to ice fish. Yes, it's a very popular water.
But for the western counties of the state and southern West Virginia, it's about the only time of year that waters can really be stocked with trout, since those waters are just too warm by the time spring rolls around to sustain the life of those fish.
Why you have your monthly January stockings and your biannuals, because by April they're too warm to stock. And biannuals are stocked once in January and once in March, and your monthly Januaries are stocked to January through April, and then that'll be it doesn't receive a May stocking.
Check the daily stockings on the DNR's website, wvdnr.gov, or by calling 558-3399 for the hotline. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.